Hi, friends. This is Doable Discipleship, Saddleback Church Podcast. My name is Jason Whelan, and today I wanted to share with you something that's kind of been on my heart recently. I was in a prayer gathering recently, and we were looking at Psalm 145. As we were reading, one particular verse stood out to me. Verse 10 in the New International Version of Psalm 145 says, "All your works praise you, Lord. All your works praise you." When I heard that phrase, my mind immediately went to Luke chapter 19, which is fitting as the week of this episode's release is Easter week. Right? About halfway through this chapter, we see Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. He had been heading towards Jerusalem for some time, knowing what nobody else knew, that it was in Jerusalem that he would have to face the cross. Right? Prophecy is fulfilled as Jesus enters Jerusalem riding on a donkey. And then we see in verse 37 of Luke 19, it says, "When he reached the place where the road started down the Mount of Olives, all of his followers began to shout and sing as they walked along, praising God for all the wonderful miracles they had seen." It was a party as people were outwardly and openly praising and worshiping. The next verse captures what the crowds cheered, saying, "Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in highest heaven." Now, needless to say, because with the Pharisees, it's usually needless to say, the Pharisees didn't like what Jesus' followers were doing. Verse 39 says, "But some of the Pharisees among the crowd said, 'Teacher, rebuke your followers for saying things like that.'" Then, we get the verse that my mind leaped to during that prayer gathering on Psalm 145. It says, "Jesus replied, 'If they kept quiet, the stones along the road would burst into cheers.'" All right. Now, my logical brain knows that this could very well, maybe wasn't as intended to be what it sounds like. It could be saying something like that something is impossible, right? Maybe Jesus was saying it's as impossible for these people to stop praising as it would be for rocks to sing, right? There could be some kind of exaggeration humor going on. Believe me, I can't get these people to stop praising just like I can't get these rocks to sing. However, is it impossible for rocks to sing? Is it any more impossible than walking on water, making the blind see, or, I don't know, raising from the dead? No, it's not impossible at all. And that's what I find so captivating, so engaging and wonderful about this verse. And it's why my mind immediately went to this verse after reading, "All your works praise you," in Psalm 145. All of creation is the Lord's work, and all of his works praise him. Creation praises God. It is always praising God. So let's look at this a little, right? Let's start way back at the beginning. Genesis 1 talks about the wonders of creation, God making everything come into existence from nothing but the all-powerful, ever-loving creativity and sovereignty of the one true God. He made light, water, earth, plants, stars, fish, birds, animals, and with each passing day, right, each period of masterful creation, He deems his work good. Now we belittle the word good nowadays. We liken it to, you know, okay, or like, oh, that's nice, right? That's good. But God's not saying good as in, you know, not great. He's saying good because he is pleased. Because creation is good. It brings God pleasure to see his work in action. And he takes joy in creation because it is good. Psalm 95, verses 4 through 5 says, he holds in his hand the depth of the earth and the mightiest mountains. The sea belongs to him, for he made it. His hands formed the dry land too. Now, we see later in the first chapter of John's gospel that it was through Jesus that all creation was made. He says of Jesus, in the beginning, the Word, right, that's Jesus, already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. Right? John gives us this glimpse behind the curtain of creation, that God created everything through Jesus. Jesus, the King. Jesus, the author of creation. So, let's bring this back to the triumphant entry. I love the idea that it wasn't just the people praising Jesus in that moment. All of creation was praising its creator. The idea of stones singing, of shouting out, praising, is easy to consider when we think that the stones, the very atoms that make up the hardened stones, were created in beautiful display of authorship by the very one riding over them at that moment on a colt. And this isn't the only place that we see this idea in Scripture of creation praising God. Psalm 66 says, shout joyful praises to God, all the earth. Sing about the glory of his name. Tell the world how glorious he is. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Your enemies cringe before your mighty power. Everything on earth will worship you. They will sing your praises, shouting your name in glorious songs. It doesn't say everyone. It says everything on earth will worship you. And we see over and over again in Scripture, particularly in the Psalms, this reminder of God's works seen in creation. Paul goes so far in Romans as to even tell us, for ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God. So I want to ask the question today, how do you see your role in the joyful chorus of creation? When you step outside or look out the window, what do you see? Psalm 104 paints a beautiful picture of the work of creation. Throughout the whole chapter, we see these great words about the wonders of creation. And then verse 24 picks up saying, oh Lord, what a variety of things you have made. In wisdom, you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Right? The earth is full of your creatures, of which I am one, of which you are one. Now, human beings have the distinct privilege of being made in God's image, of being deemed very good and set above the rest of creation. However, let us not forget that all creation is good. that all of creation points to the maker of all things, and that we are surrounded by a chorus of praise that your very soul longs to join in. The Jesus Storybook Bible by Sally Lloyd-Jones says this of when Jesus is talking about the birds and the flowers. It says, Jesus knew that God would always love and watch over the world he had made, everything in it, birds, flowers, trees, animals, everything, and most of all, his children. That even though people had forgotten, the birds and the flowers hadn't forgotten, they still knew their song. It was the song all of God's creation had sung to him from the very beginning. It was the song people's hearts were made to sing. God made us. God loves us. He is very pleased with us. So as we prepare our hearts for Easter, right, for focusing on and worshiping the risen Savior, the triumphant King, I invite you to consider the song of creation's praise. The song So Will I captures this heart so well. It says, and as you speak, 100 billion galaxies are born. In the vapor of your breath, the planets form. If the stars were made to worship, so will I. I can see your heart in everything you've made, every burning star, a signal fire of grace. If creation sings your praises, so will I. And then later in the song, it picks up, if the mountains bow in reverence, so will I. If the oceans roar your greatness, so will I. For if everything exists to lift you high, so will I. If the wind goes where you send it, so will I. If the rocks cry out in silence, so will I. If the sum of all our praises still fall shy, then we'll sing again 100 billion times. I love this call, this reminder to us this Easter. Let our prayer be a so will I prayer. May our offering be a so will I offering, right? All of creation is pointing to the majesty of the King of Kings. So much so that the stones may even sing about it. So let all that I am, this beloved creation, praise the Lord as well. I want to close this episode by reading Psalm 148. And then closing with a prayer. Psalm 148 says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him from the skies. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all the armies of heaven. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you twinkling stars. Praise him, skies above. Praise him, vapors high above the clouds. Let every created thing give praise to the Lord, for he issued his command, and they came into being. He set them in place forever and ever. His decree will never be revoked. Praise the Lord from the earth, you creatures of the ocean depths. Fire and hail, snow and clouds, wind and weather that obey him, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all livestock, small scurrying animals and birds, kings of the earth and all people, rulers and judges of the earth, young men and young women, old men and children, let them all praise the name of the Lord. For his name is very great. His glory towers over the earth and heaven. He has made his people strong, honoring his faithful ones, the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord. Jesus, Lord of all creation, oh, how I long to praise you. My mere existence is a testament to your goodness and your love. Lord, open my eyes to see and my ears to hear the beautiful songs of praise being sung by all of creation. All creation points back to you and tells the story of your majesty. Oh Lord, may I see it every day. The universe hums to a tune of praise to the Creator. Lord, may I hear it every day, and may I join into the chorus of praise. Lord, the psalmist says, how good to sing praises to our God, how delightful and how fitting. Lord, it is fitting because it is what you made us for, to be loved by you and to love you. Lord, it is delightful because nothing could bring us greater joy than to offer up praise to the Most High. This Easter season, may my focus be returned to the glorious nature of who you are, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. May my song of praise join into the universal chorus, the song of the created, the offering of gratitude, love, and praise being raised by all to one, the one true King. The Psalms say, I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God to my last breath. May all my thoughts be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May this be my prayer today. Amen.
If you enjoyed this episode, consider giving us a rating or a review on iTunes. If you do, you'll help other people find us in the future. You can also listen to these episodes on YouTube. Just subscribe to the Saddleback Church YouTube channel for these conversations, plus lots of other video content. And if you are already listening to us on YouTube, subscribe to the Doable Discipleship podcast on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcasting app so you can listen in the car or wherever else you go. Don't forget to visit saddleback.com/doable to check out all of our previous episodes. And go to saddleback.com/grow to find spiritual growth resources and view a calendar of upcoming events. Lastly, you can always get in touch with us by emailing maturity@saddleback.com. Send us your thoughts, send us your questions, your Bible questions, your life questions, whatever. Who knows? Your question might just inspire an upcoming episode. Thanks again for tuning in to Doable Discipleship. I'm Jason Whelan, and I hope you'll join us again next week.